Who cares? This is Cards and Courts Show, Google Podcast, Apple Podcasts, our video, tune radio, the podcast app, you can Spotify and Go Overcast. Here we go. We are live in Virginia Beach. What a game last night. Detroit, Kansas City. What a way. Unbelievable to start the NFL season. It's the Cards and Courts Show. We're live in Virginia Beach, where the scales always tip in favor of sports. Welcome to the show. So, this is interesting. So, let me start with this. This is interesting. So, I've said this. You saw the impact that Kansas City had losing Travis Kelce and Chris Jones. Detroit overpowered them on offense. What are the offensive line? I thought Detroit's defense looked pretty good. But I want to start with Kansas City for a second here. Interesting enough, I think that the Chiefs, you can argue that Kelce would have made a difference. He would have, especially on some of those third down plays where Kansas City had to punt. But a lot of those dropped passes, Tony, Sky Moore, wide receivers. That's the big deal for Kansas City. Well, think about it. This offense was not explosive. 40 points, 42 points, 45 points, whatever they were with Tyreek Hill. They lost that over-the-top power. They can go to Kelce, and you can say, well, what about last year? They won the Super Bowl. They also had Juju Smith-Schuster. Not a great receiver, but a good one. A good receiver that can definitely make some plays. I think Kansas City's going to be fine. This is not an overreaction at all. I think the Chiefs will be fine. Playoff, probably AFC championship. But it is a concerning note. It is a worrisome note. And it is something interesting to watch. Because, again, Kansas City, with Travis Kelce, picks up the first down when it's third down. But receivers are becoming a big issue. Look at Detroit. How many third downs did they convert? Why? Because they have St. Brown, a very good receiver. A few other receivers that made some really good plays last night. Kansas City doesn't have that. They're either going to Tony or more often probably Sky Moore. That's probably not number one receiver in Cincinnati. Definitely not number one receiver. Probably not number two receiver in Miami, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Baltimore. It matters, folks. I've said it for a long time. Quarterback, running back, one good receiver, good offensive line, good head coach. That is what you need. You have to have at least one good wide receiver. Kansas City has Travis Kelce. You can argue plays like a receiver. But what are teams going to do? Double coverage Kelce. I think Detroit's really good. I think Kansas City will find a way to the AFC Championship game, probably against Cincinnati. But this was the ongoing issue for the last two or three years I've had with the Chiefs. They have to get a number one receiver. It matters. They had Juju last year. Plus, not too many teams had film on Sky Moore. That helped. Now you have Sky Moore and Tony. They looked, especially Tony and both receivers, bad last night. Dropped passes. Two of those catches would have been complete. Chiefs probably would have won that game last night. One right to Tony for an interception to a Detroit line. You gotta have good receivers in this league. Look who wins. Who's the favorites in the Super Bowl? Probably Cincinnati, San Francisco, Philadelphia. What do they have? Receivers. Now, the reason I think the Chiefs are going to be fine, because Andy Reid, Kelce, and Mahomes somehow overcome things that other teams cannot. It's amazing. But even Buffalo. I don't love Buffalo, but they have a good 1-2 receiver punch. Cincinnati, Miami, 1-2 receiver punch. Kansas City doesn't have that. You're talking about Tony here. You're talking about Sky Moore. Last night it showed. And then you could see significantly when it was 3rd and 5, they wanted Kelce. They needed Kelce in there. It matters. You have to have a good receiver in this league. Kansas City the reason I think they succeed a little bit is they use Kelce as the receiver. So they're able to grow through Kelce. But wow, it showed. Tony dropped passes. Now, I don't overreact that much to week one because, again, teams are rusty. Players are rusty. It's the most they played in the last, you know, since, for the Chiefs, since the Super Bowl last year. Patrick Mahomes have not played a full 3 hours and 30 minutes, probably more, a little less, of, well, that's full game, you know, 45. I mean, they've not played that long, a full four quarters since the Super Bowl. So I don't overreact to week one. Plus, again, Kansas City was out without Travis Kelce. But they have got to find a way to get Tony and Sky Moore more active. I mean, think about it. Look at all the teams that are really, really good. Philadelphia, San Francisco, Saunders, and San Francisco, Philadelphia with Swift. And then on the other end, they got a really good receiver, another good receiver, a number one receiver. But in Chicago, it's just Minnesota, Justin Jefferson, Cincinnati, Jamar Chase. I think in this league, to really have a chance, you have to have a number one receiver. Kansas City's number one receiver is their tight end. I just think they got to find a way to get Sky Moore, and they got to find a way to get, very interesting, but they got to find a way to get Sky Moore and Tony Moore and more active. Again, Detroit, and now the good news if you're a Chiefs fan is one or two more catches, Chiefs probably would have won that game. And they got completely outplayed and outcoached by the Lions. Completely. But, you know, it's interesting. And by the way, you could notice the difference without Chris Jones. Detroit's offensive line was very good. Towards the third or fourth quarter, they really closed it out because they had a good running game, Detroit, with Montgomery and Gibbs. Why? Because the Kansas City's defensive line could not apply pressure. So, overall, I was impressed with Detroit. Kansas City, I think they'll be fine when Kelce comes and Chris Jones comes back, but they have to find a way to get Tony, and they got to find a way to get Sky Moore, the receivers, more active. All right. Well, let's go into this. Some more NFL. We are absolutely packed. News out of Bengals, story out of Cincinnati, my college guesses. It is a busy, busy Friday. But let's go into this. There's reports and potentially, I don't buy it, maybe you could call it some rumors from multiple sources saying, oh my goodness, Caleb Williams, the USC quarterback, could stay another year if he doesn't like who's at number one. When was this an issue? Probably never. Folks, there has been a lot of organizations, teams, that have been really, really bad run since the beginning. Usually, those teams have the number one overall pick. Indianapolis, Cincinnati, the last 15 years before the new ownership came in, poorly run. Jacksonville, I don't love the ownership. I think the team's getting better. I don't love the ownership. Really, really poor run teams usually end up with the number one overall pick. Didn't stop Trevor. Didn't stop Burrow. Didn't stop Bryce Young. Panthers, another probably poor run team. I'm just saying, that does not matter, I don't think, nearly as much. What happens if Caleb Williams, let's just say he goes to the Cardinals, and that's a very likely possibility, I think. What's going to happen? Cardinals are going to start to get some steam. They got a franchise quarterback. They have a good running back I like. They'll get the receivers in control. Free agents will want to play with Caleb Williams. Arizona will be good. That it does not matter. This story, I couldn't believe my eyes. USC quarterback Caleb Williams could stay in another year. Could opt in another year. When? Burrow. Trevor. It doesn't matter. You can say, well, Burrow was a senior. You think it would have mattered? Probably not. Injuries come into play. You know, people are smart. They're very smart people. I mean, I'm just saying, Trevor Lawrence knew. Who knows? Clemson could have won another title. I don't want to get hurt. Don't want to lose out on this completely massive contract. I'm just saying, I think it's a far less deal than a lot of people think. Do I think Kayla Williams staying another year in college? No. Why? Because he goes to the Big Ten. It gets a lot tougher. He probably doesn't look as elite. It's okay. I still think he's a very elite quarterback. But Big Ten, Penn State, Michigan, Ohio State will push you around. All three have good defenses. Smart people, smart ownership, smart managers, smart agents. Get them out of there. I truly think Caleb Williams, and I've said this multiple times on this show, I think in 3 or 4 years, he's going to be a top five quarterback in the NFL. He has. I watched him play now as much as I can, and I've watched him play all last season. The beginning of this season, he looks like a superstar to me. No matter if he lands in Arizona, no matter if he lands in Tampa Bay. I mean, Trevor Lawrence turned Jacksonville around mid-season last year. Now people are picking them to be the number one overall pick. Oh, by the way, poor ownership. I mean, it that's not as big as a deal as a lot of people think. As a lot of people think. So I think Caleb Williams, slam dunk. I think USC makes the playoffs. Probably maybe upsets a Michigan team or an Ohio State team or an Alabama team. Gets to the championship. Probably loses to maybe Georgia or Ohio State or Alabama in the national championship. And completely leaves USC. Goes to the number one overall pick. Probably Arizona, maybe Tampa Bay, could be Washington, and looks in 5 years like a superstar quarterback. That's what I think Caleb Williams will do. This report that he's going to stay in college one more year at USC, who's going to be terrible next year? Tampa Bay, Arizona, Washington, same three teams. Doesn't matter. All right. Very interesting stuff. Yeah, I just don't buy that. No break. I do have one breaking news. I'm sure we'll talk about it here. Story out of Cincinnati. Joe Burrow signs an extension. Biggest contract in NFL history. We'll get to that next. Also, my college football guesses are still to come. Very excited. People picking Colorado or people picking Nebraska over Colorado. Look. I don't overreact to week one. I don't think Colorado is a top 10 team in the country. But Nebraska just doesn't have the players. Colorado on paper is better. Deion Sanders have turned Colorado around this season. Do I think they'll be better than last season? And I think it'll be day and night. I still don't think they're going to make the playoffs. I don't think they're a top 10 team in the country. But they looked impressive versus TCU. They did. So that's coming up. But let me tell you real quick about Creative Music Entertainment. Lessons and classes, they do music, voice, piano, guitar, brass, ukulele, violin, songwriting, and more. Much more. They also do arts, drawing and painting, acting and public speaking, languages, Japanese, Korean, Italian, French, and seven more. Services, life coaching, DJing services, and more. Upgrade interest for life. Voice, piano, guitar, ukulele, brass, violin, 9 languages are available, as well as painting and drawing, acting and public speaking, health and nutrition, for all ages, individuals and groups, in person, online, or in your home. Extremely affordable prices. You cannot beat that. Plus, discounts are available. For more information, please call 757-236-2609. Again, that number was 757-236-2609, or visit them at www.creativemusicva.net. Again, that was www.creativemusicva.net. Affordable prices plus discounts. You cannot beat that. Creative Music Entertainment plus truly a great company. Check them out today. All right. Carson's Court Show will be back in a minute. College football predicts, college football guesses. Bengals, big time news. We'll be right back. It's the Carson's Court Show in Virginia Beach. Welcome back to the Carson Court Show. Final segment of the day. Bengals news still to come. Big news. Let's get to college football here. Delaware versus Penn State. I am going to take Penn State over Delaware. My guess is 28-7. Really good Penn State team I like. Notre Dame versus NC State. I'm going to take Notre Dame. I like Notre Dame. I trust Notre Dame. I think they find a way to win 38-7 over NC State. Utah versus Baylor. I'm going to take Utah here. My guess is Utah wins this game 34-7. Utah wins. Troy and Kansas State. I like Kansas State here slightly. I think they're a very good team. My guess is Kansas State wins this game 28-24. Kansas State. Very low scoring, very tight throughout. Nebraska, Colorado. People like Nebraska. I don't know why. I think Colorado rolls on the momentum they had against TCU. I think Colorado finds a way to win. I think they're very talented. Do I think Nebraska's defense is good? Yes. But I think Colorado finds a way. Most Big Ten defenses are good. I think it's in Colorado. That helps. I think they find a way. It's going to be a really good game. My guess is 14-10 Colorado. Very low scoring. Both have very good defenses. My guess is Colorado finds a way. Youngstown State and Ohio State. I'm going to take Ohio State in this game. My guess is 34-7. I think they roll right over Youngstown State. Ball State versus Georgia. I'm going to take Georgia here. My guess is 48-7. Not even close. Georgia crushes. I do like Georgia. I said I have to see them play. They lost NFL talent. They looked good. I think they'll look good tomorrow, too. I'm picking Georgia. Charles Southern and Clemson. My guess is Clemson wins this game. My concern with Clemson is strictly quarterback, and that is my concern. Their offense did not look good Monday night against Duke. I'm going to say it right now. Did not look good Monday night against Duke, but I think they find a way. I think they outcoach Charleston Southern, and I think they find a way. Not a slam dunk. Very close game. Clemson wins. My guess, 28-24. Clemson. Mississippi and Toulon. I'm going to take Mississippi here. My guess is Mississippi finds a way to win. Very close game. Very high scoring. 44-40. Mississippi. Very high scoring. Very good game. Mississippi wins. Here's a bad game. UNLV, Michigan. I'm picking Michigan over UNLV. Jim Harbaugh's not back yet. Michigan keep the ship steady. I think they're a very good team, and I think they do. I like Michigan 55-7. I'll go 48-7, Michigan. Excuse me. Texas A&M, Miami. I'm picking Texas A&M. Very close game. But, again, ACC pretty good this year, I think. Clemson, Duke, Carolina, but I do think Texas A&M probably wins this game. They got a lot of recruits, did very well, I think, at the transfer portal. I like Texas A&M. My guess, Texas A&M wins 34-7. Here's a good one, though. Tulsa and Washington. Washington is going to get me to TV tomorrow. I am big fan of Washington this year. There's some really good games to watch. I'm going to for sure watch this Washington game. I think they completely outcoached last week. I think they completely outplayed last week. I just think Washington's great. I'm picking Washington over Tulsa. Very, very, very embarrassing loss to Tulsa. My guess is 48-10 Washington. Austin Prey and Tennessee. Listen, I like Tennessee a lot this year. I worry a little bit because I do think at times their offense is slightly questionable, but I think they're a very, very, very good team. Tennessee's going to win this game 38-14. Appalachian State versus UNC. I said this going in. I said this is UNC's last year, I think, of being very talented. Once they lose Drake May, I think things get a little little bit more concerning. But Carolina's going to roll by Appalachian State. I think it's because I just think that it's going to be so close. I think it's closer than a lot of people think. I think this is a very tight game. My guess is UNC wins this game 21-17. Very tight, very low scoring, but Carolina finds a way to win. Lafayette versus Duke. I am going to say Duke. I was impressed with Duke last week. The defense really got out of Clemson. Now, again, Clemson's offense concerned me, particularly a quarterback. Lafayette is a very interesting opponent. I think Duke completely overpowers them. I think Duke looks good. My guess is Duke will become somewhere about the 18th to 15th best team in the country, in the nation. After this win, I do think they'll move up. I like Duke 44-7 over Lafayette. SMU versus Oklahoma. I'm picking Oklahoma here. My guess is Oklahoma wins 28-7, kind of low scoring, but Oklahoma finds a way. Oregon versus Texas Tech, another Pac-12 school I like. Oregon, I think Oregon becomes 10th best in the country after this win. I like Oregon over Texas Tech, 34-7 Oregon. This is the game, probably the game, in my opinion, of the weekend. Texas at Alabama. Okay, I think this will be the game of the weekend. I like Alabama slightly over Texas. I trust Nick Saban a little bit more. Not to mention the receiving core, I think, is slightly better for Alabama. I just think, and the defense certainly is for Alabama. I think it's very close. I think it's a shootout. I think it's very high. My guess is 48-44 Alabama. Could be higher. But I think Alabama finds a way to win. They're very good in shootouts. Another shootout. Very high scoring. Very close. Alabama over Texas. 48-44 game of the weekend. Gambling State versus LSU. I think LSU wins this game. If you'd listened to the show lately, you know, I have not been that high on LSU. Are they good? Yes. Are they great? Probably. Are they championship contender? No. That's where I am with LSU. I think they find a way to win over Gambling State. My guess is it's a kind of a blowout, 48-7 LSU. Maybe high. Maybe could be 52-7 LSU. Washington versus Washington State. Wisconsin versus Washington State. I think Wisconsin wins this game, probably going away. I think it's over in the second quarter. My guess is Washington wins 48-7 Washington. Or Wisconsin, excuse me. Southern Miss versus Florida State. Listen, Florida State, I think, could win the ACC. Because here's why. For example, North Carolina is excellent at quarterback. Carolina is excellent at maybe a few other positions. I think they're very good defensively, but that's a different story. Clemson concerns me majorly at quarterback. That is crucial. I mean, that is big, and I don't think Clemson is that great at it. And then Duke, who's probably the third best, or, you know, another really good ACC contender. The thing that concerns me with them is will they be good week 5? Will they be good when they have to go up against Carolina? Will they be good when they have to go against Florida State? My guess, I think they're good. They're not great. My guess is no. I do think Florida State is going to win the ACC. I believe Florida State's going to win the ACC. I like Florida State over Southern Miss. My guess is it's 48. Well, see, Southern Miss, what's interesting about this game is it's in Florida. Actually, I'll go Florida State 55-3. I think they completely blow Southern Miss away. UC Davis versus Oregon State. I like Oregon State 28-7. And finally, the last game of the weekend, Stanford-USC. I'm a big Caleb Williams fan. I think, and I like Lincoln Riley. I think USC beats Stanford. I said it before. People concerned. Look at the Pac-12 undefeated. There's three really good teams: USC, Oregon, Washington. You might be able to talk me into UCLA, but come on, USC's winning this game, going away 48-7. Very close, but USC wins. There you go. So there's some very excellent games here. I mean, I certainly am interested in Colorado, Nebraska. I think I will watch Clemson, Charleston State, but I'm not impressed with Clemson's quarterback. Carolina, App State, I think it's going to be really close. Yeah. See if LSU can get back on track. But the game of the weekend is Texas-Alabama. That's the one I'm excited for. So a lot to watch this week in college football Saturday, NFL Sunday. It's the Carson Court Show. Breaking news out of the Bengals. We'll get to that next. We'll be right back. It's the show. Carson Court Show. Welcome back to the Carson Court Show. Final segment of the day. Here we go. Breaking news. The Bengals extended Joe Burrow. I believe it was $275 million for 5 years. Listen, so now you have to pay Burrow, which I'm completely fine with. I think he's a top 5 quarterback in the league, maybe top 3. Now you have to pay Ja'Marr Chase. They will do that. Probably not going to be able to keep T. Higgins. It's okay. You'll be fine. This is glad it got done. Burrow is the real deal here. And Cincinnati, I think, is going to be if you look at that division, it's amazing. I think Cincinnati is a very, very good team. My pick to go to the Super Bowl, my Super Bowl predictions, Bengals 49ers. This is who they are. That's my Super Bowl guess. I have Cincinnati winning the Super Bowl this year. I think they're the best team in the league. But it is interesting because I think the Bengals, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, through very good offense, Joe Mixon, who I think is one of, if not the most underappreciated or under the radar running backs in the whole NFL. Underrated, I guess, is the word. Then you look at the defense, very, very good. No complaint. I like Zach Taylor. Baltimore has very similar, very good quarterback, Lamar Jackson, very good receivers, very good running back, good defense, like their head coach. Pittsburgh, very similar story. I like their quarterback. I like their receivers a lot. Good running game. I like Tomlin. Maybe the best defense in the league. Then you have Cleveland, who I think will be good, not great. 8-9, 7-10, somewhere around there this year. Very good running back. Maybe the best in the league. Certainly, I would say it's between Nick Chubb and Saquon Barkley. I do like Saquon Barkley. I'm unsure the coach, and I like the defense. So every four teams, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Cleveland, Cincinnati, I think have four really good defenses. Two of the three elite quarterbacks. I think Kenny Pickett's going to take a jump. Three of the four excellent quarterbacks or good quarterbacks. I have to see Deshaun Watson play, and all four have really good running games. So it's a lot of a likeness. Cincinnati just completely paid Joe Burrow, which I'm fine with. I think he's a top three quarterback in the league. He deserves it. I think Cincinnati wins the Super Bowl this year. All right, well, thank you. Very interesting stuff. Cincinnati, San Francisco, Super Bowl. I think I said that before the season started, but if I didn't, that's my Super Bowl prediction. Cincinnati, San Francisco, Cincinnati over San Francisco. Providing there's no injuries, I think it's a close game, 28-24, Cincinnati over San Francisco in the Super Bowl. That's my guess. All right, well, thank you for listening to the show today. Have a great day, everyone, for the final time. We're live in Virginia Beach. Talk Monday. Have a great weekend. Enjoy those games, college football, NFL. We'll be back Monday. It's the Carson's Court Show. Have a great weekend, everyone.